DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In Cyprus, the government is working on an alternative plan to raise the money required for the Eurozone bailout. The country's banks are expected to open again next Tuesday. President Nikos Anastasiades said he was confident of finding a solution to avoid bankruptcy. He expects his government to take a decision on a plan later today. Russians hold between a third and a half of all Cypriot bank deposits. As a result, Cypriot Finance Minister Michalis Saris is in Moscow to try to negotiate some form of assistance. German Chancellor Angela Merkel commented on the situation.
We will look at any proposal Cyprus makes with respect. Germany wants a solution. Cyprus is a partner in the Eurozone, and therefore we have to find a solution together.
US President Barack Obama is making the first foreign trip of his second term. He arrived in Israel and discussed regional issues with President Benjamin Netanyahu. They included concern on Iran's nuclear program, on which Obama made this comment.
We do not have a policy of containment when it comes to a nuclear Iran. Our policy is to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. We prefer to resolve this diplomatically, and there's still time to do so.
Obama goes on to the West Bank to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas later today, and then to Jordan for talks with King Abdullah. New rules to limit bankers' bonuses in Europe have been given final approval. Member states and the European Parliament agreed late on Wednesday night to limit bonuses to no more than the amount of an employee's salary. When a bank's shareholders explicitly approve, the bonus could be twice that amount. The rules will be applied from January 2014. Britain had strongly opposed the move. German airline Lufthansa has cancelled 500 flights ahead of a five-hour strike today, Thursday. The Verdi Union is claiming a 5.2% wage increase for its members. The stoppage was scheduled to start at 5 a.m. local time and end at midday. It'll affect mainly domestic flights. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A court in Zimbabwe has refused bail for human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa and four aides to Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Mtetwa was arrested on Sunday and charged with obstructing justice. She will stay in jail until April the 3rd. The four aides have been charged with impersonating police officers. They all deny the charges. In Australia, Prime Minister Julia Gillard has called for a vote on who should lead her Labour Party into the September elections. Gillard defeated Kevin Rudd, then Prime Minister, in 2010 to become the country's first female Prime Minister. Opinion polls are showing Rudd to be more popular now than Gillard. The ballot was due to be held later today. The latest round of EU-sponsored talks between former foes Serbia and Kosovo have made some progress, according to EU Foreign Ministry Chief Catherine Ashton. Both countries want to become members of the EU. The two countries fought a war in the late 1990s, and there is an effective partition of Kosovo between Albanians in the south and Serbians in the north. Conclusive discussions are set to take place on April the 2nd. French police have searched the Paris apartment of IMF director Christine Lagarde. The investigation dates back to 2008, when Lagarde was finance minister in the government of Nicolas Sarkozy. The case surrounds a €285 million payment to businessman Bernard Tapie, who was a supporter of the Sarkozy government. Lagarde allegedly overruled objections from advisers for the payment to Tapie. She has denied any wrongdoing. And a German court has started to hear the cases brought by Afghans suing the German government over the deaths of their families. The case goes back to 2009, when a German colonel, part of the NATO assistance force, ordered US planes to bomb two fuel tankers near the town of Kunduz. 79 families are seeking a total of €3.3 million in compensation. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.